Menachos Peg Vov, Mishnah Hey. The soilus that was used for a carbon mincha had to be fine. It had to be purified. And the way to do that is by beating it and shaking it to clear out all the impurities. All the bran, the subin, all the parts of the agricultural process to get out whatever makes the soilus lesser quality. Is kolam menachas tuna is sholish meos shifa, v'chamesh meos biito. It was part of the process. Shifshuf means to rub something, to scrape it. Like let's say when you want to wash off a cloth, rubbing two cloths against each other to get out of stains called shifshuf. Over here also, they're rubbing it, they're shaking it. That it should draw out the impurities. Biito is a lashon of hitting. Vashifa ba biito bechitin. These two shiurim were in chitin. Obviously, in order that all the impurities, like we said, should go out. Rabbi Yosi Aima af bebotzek. It was even when it was already kneaded. It was also hit many times, and it was rubbed around many times in order to make the botzek, to make the dough knead properly in the best way possible. Now, the gears, the way we just read it is that Rabbi Yosi says, af bebotzek. Lamaisa, there's a Tosfos, there's a Rambam, you look at the Mefarshim, where there's different gersois. According to one gersa, which is based on the Tosefta, the gersa is without the word af. Rabbi Yosi Omer bebotzek, only botzek. That means if the impurities don't have to be taken out at the flour stage, they have to be taken out in order that it should be kneaded properly, that's only in the botzek. That's another gersa. Take a look at the Tosfos Yomtiv. Based on the Rambam, there seems to be a third gersa, that Rabbi Yosi is going to say, Habi'ito bebotzek, the bi'ito is only bebotzek, v'ashifo af bebotzek. The shifo is in the flour stage and at the dough stage, af bebotzek. Kol ha'menachas bois eser, eser. Each type of mincha has 10 chalois. Chutz milechem aponim, v'chavite koyen godl, shem bois 12. Regular menachas that were baked came 10 chalois of each type, except for these. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, mei oimer, kulon, boy shtem esrei, doesn't say in the Torah 10. What we're talking about is the korban toido that has four types of lechem. And in Pashas Tzav it says, v'hikiv yimenu echon mikol korban, truma lashem lakoyen, one should be taken off from the lachmim that are hukrav together with the toido that are eaten by the bailam and whoever he wants, one has to be given to the koyen, it's one of the matnas kuna. So we learn out that's 1/10. It's like similar to Maisa, like Trumas Maisa. La Maisa, by the Lechem Aparim, says Mufush 12. So Memela, according to Yehuda, there's a chilik. Says there's definitely a chilik between the Lachmim of Karbon Toido and between the Lechem Aparim. Yehuda's chiddush is that we'll learn out all the other menachos are more similar to Toido than Lechem Aparim. That's something isolated that was on the Shulchan. We don't learn out from there. And Ramey is going to say no. Then that's the exception. But the rule by all the other menachas is it's kotshe kadoshim. It's eaten dafka by Kahanim. Whereas the lachmei toida could be eaten by anybody, like we said. So it makes more sense to learn out the regular carbon mincha from lechem aponim. So we learn out that they're all 12. So Lamaisa, he says that all menachas are 12, chutz michal's toida. Obviously, we read a pasuk mufurish of Truma. He's also masking to that drosh over there that's 10. Van zirois, shehem bois, eser eser. The lachmim of a korban nazirus are also, the chalas and the rikikim over there, are also 10. Gemara learns that out from Xez HaKosuv, the pasuk in the Pasha Sav of toida, says over there, to bring the korban al zevach, the lachm abroad al zevach toida shlomov. The shlomov is marba, another one besides for korban toida. They say that that's going on the lachminoza. Mishnah vav, ha'ime ho'ye bo isoroi misholosh ton. Remember that what we're trying to get is we're trying to get to what's called soilus, which is fine flour. Not only soilus, but grade A soilus. So mela, if it's sifted and sifted and sifted for impurities, you're going to get the best flour is going to turn into an isorin, 1/10 of an ephah, out of 3 soin. 3 soin is one ephah. So it really, it sifts it and it purifies it so much that it becomes 1/10 of that amount. Now, we happen not to be talking about all carbon menachos in this amount. It's not that purified. The carbon oimu is made out of soyrin. Soyrin needs more processing in order to get to the purest level of soilus. So it's an isorin out of a whole eifa. An isorin, a tenth of an eifa out of a whole eifa. Shtei alechem, which is made out of chitin. Shnei esroinim is 2/10 mishalosh soyrin. So you see, it's only 1/5 the amount. It doesn't have to be as finely sifted. It's made out of chitin. Lechem aponim. Esim va'abo esroinim. Me'esim va'abo soyrin. Which is a much better percentage. When it's soyrin, it's 1 out of 10. The shtei alechem was shtei esroinim from 3 soyrin. 3 soyrin being 1 eifa, so it's 2/10 out of 1/10. It's 1/5. Here we have 8 amount. We're talking about the lechem aponim, so you need a large volume to use the lechem aponim because it's 12 loaves. So it's produced 24 soyrin. That's what you started with. But you were able to produce from it 24 esroinim. And the reason for this is that besides the fact that it's chitin, it also has another milo, the shtei alechem, is in the beginning of the season, and because of that, the quality is compromised. Over here, the lechem aponim, they used older flours, the siafsho, and memela, the amount that you need in order to reach that amount of volume to make the lachman with is a much higher percentage. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us.